Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to fail at land flipping.
Oh, this ought to be good. I have a lot of things I can say about that.
I can't believe that you allowed this show to even hit the airwaves, Jill.
I have a lot to say.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Michael asked, why is social media so important? I have a seller and a buyer website and a Facebook page. Do I need more? I love this.
You want to answer?
You want to go first? I'm going to go first.
You go first.
Okay. Yes.
I agree.
You know, it's just the good old fashioned, we talk about it, you know, sometimes a lot, which is reach. And you never know where you're going to reach that one person that you need to reach. It might be, you know, as crazy as it sounds, an Instagram photo of your property for sale, or, you know, you never know, a tweet about your property for sale, that just to reach that one person. And once you get into a system, this is a Jackism coming out of me. Uh-oh. Here, but once you have this into a system, then it's not going to be that hard. And you can schedule this stuff too. Maybe that's something that we didn't talk about too, that you don't need to beat yourself up over the head trying to make your properties show up at a certain time and, you know, be home at dinner time to say, it's when most people are on. I need to have this drop into everybody's thing at this time. There are a lot of things out there like Hootsuite and some other ones.
Hootsuite specifically.
Co-schedule that you can go in and schedule you when you want your properties to hit and where you want them to hit and all that good stuff. So don't worry. You don't have to make a big deal about it and get hung up on it. But the answer is yes, you do want to reach all those people. And the other thing is, what you're doing as a seller is you're creating your own following. You're building up. You have us and behind you, and because I know this, Michael's in our world. You have all of our buyers and everybody in your world, but you're going to be building up your own following. Maybe Michael, you're focused on a certain part of the country, and you've got your own buyers that all love that, you know, hiking Montana property that you deal with, you know, just whatever it is. So you might build up your own buyers list and, gosh, maybe do your own blogs and different things like that, and you will have customers for life. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna say a few cliches here.
Okay.
There's no such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
But here's the caveat. So in the beginning, and it sounds like you're relatively new at this, Michael, you need to reach as many people as you can. I talk about it in the cash flow from land program, like pretty to the point of nausea.
It is. That's why as I say the word, I'm like, oh, I'm going to say it now, reach.
So what will happen is this. Jill's 100% right. You want to use as many venues as you can. What will happen is you're going to take a look at the analytics on who you reached in all those venues, and you're going to find out some patterns. And fortunately for you, we're in the same business, so I can tell you what they are. And here's a real life story. Jill and I spent a lot of time and energy in Facebook early on. We figured that was a great way to sell property. And it turned out that the Facebooks for property, didn't work as well. We were attracting it works great. And we got a lot of traffic and a lot of notoriety, but they weren't buyers. Mm-hmm. People on Facebook don't buy raw land. I'm not saying across the board that's true. I'm just saying there's other venues that do better, like, let's say, LandWatch.
True.
And so if you write articles for LandWatch or Land and Farm, you know, that's just as good as social media.
Mm-hmm.
But Jill nailed it, and this is my final point. You have to make it a machine. You have to do it. So it's really easy to find tools on the internet and software to automate this. You know, it just so happens in our case that we do a daily show, a podcast, and that ends up hitting every type of social media possible because of Hootsuite. It's all automated. When the show's done and syndicated, it's over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes to everywhere automatically. We don't even think about it after it's all produced. So
I don't.
No, Jill never has.
I don't don't think about it after where you hit the out button.
Jill sits down in front of the mic when her alarm goes off in her calendar, and that's it.
God, when the red light's off, I'm out.
So nice for me to do that. Anyway, make it a machine is what I'm saying. It's not hard.
I have Jill in a machine.
You know, some people don't like to write blogs. Jill in a machine.
I mean, you just kind of said it makes me feel really good because I set alarms that pop up on her phone.
I don't set, hey, for the record.
That's true.
I don't set anyone's alarms.
We just heard one of yours a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we did. We did, actually. I set a lot of alarms
you
myself.
You have a lot of alarms.
If I don't have alarms and stuff, I just don't. I get off track.
I know you do. Just the other day, you said, well, lunch is not in the calendar. And I said, you're right.
Jack the Ogre.
Lunch is not in the calendar, and I'm going to go eat.
You need more. Michael, you need more. You should Twitter and the whole thing, all of it. Even some weird ones. Write some articles for LinkedIn. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out exactly who listens to you and who doesn't. And I don't mean to bang Facebook. It might, maybe you and your personality and the Facebook, it works great. It just didn't for us.
Okay.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, how to fail at land flipping. Well, you know, we talk about how to succeed at all the time. Let's talk about how we can fail. Or how you can, I should have titled it, how we have failed in the past. Because that's really what this show is about.
So.
Go ahead, Jill. I know you have notes and stuff. I can see them.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this as I was watching a Grant Cardone live event. He was doing a Facebook Live thing recently, and I was watching, and it was just an open forum, like, hey, here I am, ask me any questions. And he had between 700, 900 people at a time chiming in, and I was there as a fly on the wall and kind of just seeing, what are these people asking? You know, what's everybody looking for? What's everyone searching for? And it tied into this. And you know, whether it's land flipping or I really am not sure what all he does. I mean, you know, he does real estate, but I don't know what else he does.
I thought he was like a sales consultant.
He is.
You know, he does just that. Helps sales professionals.
Yes. But he's talking about failing in your business.
Okay.
And bigger pictures other than just selling. So, but what he said, one of the things he said was, I wish I would have thrown more money at this in the beginning, and I wish I would have learned from some experienced people, and I didn't try to reinvent the wheel. And I'm like, oh, that was good. So that's one thing that I've seen people that fail, and then they wonder why they don't get the results. I'm only gonna, I got it. You know, they hear one little thing, send a mailer. Okay, I can do it better and faster. And in the very end, it's. You know, how do I say this? It took us years to get where we are. Well, we tried them all. So that's what we do, and we save people. Like, here's the best mailer. Because how about a handwritten one? Nope, tried that. Here's why. How about a postcard? Nope, tried that. Here's why. You know, and so I can save everybody a lot of time and a lot of money and failing, you know, because we've done it.
You know, one of my unconfessed hobbies is to make things more efficient. You know, I think it's just a guy thing, you know. So every single time along the way, we run into some kind of problem, and we would just make it a machine, make it more efficient somehow. This whole thing started in the 90s for me because I was tired of cold calling.
Right.
This is before the internet, or before the internet really kicked in, you know.
People are still cold calling.
I can't believe that.
Isn't that funny?
And it's amazing to me.
Because I've seen people going, can we get phone numbers off on this list? I'm like, why do you want a phone number? You don't want to do that.
So that's what happened, you know, and then so that was the first hurdle I had to get over. And so that's how in a long chain of failures, that's how I devised the mailing system. Seriously, I didn't learn that from anyone else. And then on and on and on. It just because now it's just, I'm not saying we wake up and smile every day. There's still issues that we really have to work out because technology advances faster than we can, you know, faster than we can all keep up with it here. So, you know, there's how to fail is to not adapt. That's how you fail at this and really at anything. You also can fail by, like what Jill said, to synopsize that by not learning from people. You don't have to spend any money. Just listen. The show is free. This show's free. Our competitors, I don't know if our competitors have stuff free.
I don't know. I don't think of anybody as competitors. You know, I don't think we really have any.
Here's an example. Jill, very often, as she should, like, goes and listens to Grant Cardone stuff. And mm-hmm. there's stuff that she likes and stuff that she doesn't. There's things that she brings back to what we do here at Land Pennant and at Land Academy. And, you know, the good things, she brings the good things and keeps the stuff she doesn't like out.
Well, you know what's really funny? When I first listened to him, I thought, oh, my God, he's just too much. But I want to say, I'm noticing a shift. I think he's getting it. I think he's realizing that take a step back, help more people, seriously, not charge and really sincerely help.
Like us.
Right?
I'm glad about that. He is really salesy. He's kook sometimes.
And he's figuring it out. And I'm like, good for you. Because you know what? That's the thing. The more you give, the more you get back. It's a fact. So we've tested that too.
Yes, we have. We didn't fail at that.
No.
Turns out people like stuff for free.
Exactly. Exactly. So here's my second point on this. How to fail is if you don't have any tenacity.
Yeah.
You got to hang in there, man. You got to bounce back. You can't give up. You've got to expect things to not work out.
Teflon Don.
Teflon Don. What the heck?
It's a mafia reference.
Oh.
Like the Teflon Dom, you know?
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. So I'm trying to think of a girl version of that, and I have none.
Shattered dreams. That's the girl version.
Shattered dreams. The unopened hope chest.
This is a phone call that daughters call their mothers every day. Oh, it goes like this. Mom, why didn't you tell me that he wasn't going to change?
Oh.
Stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say, Mom, this one really is the one.
Oh, that call goes on too, but I'm talking about time. 2 or 3 years after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's so funny. That's good. So that's, and then the last point I had about how to fail land flipping is when you're not properly prepared, you haven't done your research, you haven't carved out the time that you need to do this, and you haven't put away any money to buy a property. Those are some of, I mean, it seems kind of basic, but you'd be surprised.
You know what, you know, and again, I'm going to say that in one sentence, you're not doing it. You know, you're going to fail at this if you don't do it.
Yeah. You got to go all in.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying 24/7. I'm just saying right. You got to put yourself a calendar together mm-hmm. with little milestones, deconstruct the whole thing, little milestones. We could do that. We talked about that for a while. We could put a calendar together for you and we could, you know, we could spoon feed you too. I just don't think that's the right way to do it. We provide the tools. We provide the education. But, you know, you have to do it.
I did one last fall in our newsletter where I did a 6-week series. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because it was how to buy and sell out your first property in 45 days. And
I do remember.
And because everybody's like, wow, that sounds crazy. I'm like, okay, everyone, this is not crazy. So we did a show, and the show was so great that I went back and said, all right, well, I'm going to do this in a newsletter. And I did week one.
I do remember that.
And I did not only that, it was how to buy and sell your first property in 45 days. And it was only spending like a few hours, like no more than 4 hours. On a Sunday or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, your weekend is for
you. I remember
writing
that with you.
Thank you. And I sat and said, all right, so the first one, all you're going to do is sit down with your stuff and identify a target market. That's it. You're going to spend 4 hours doing this research, looking at all this stuff. We spell it all out. And then the next week, now you're going to go and put together your mailer. And then the next week, you're going to push the button on the mailer. You know, it was like, so it was really slow. And when you sit and look at it like that, you go, oh, okay, it's not that crazy. Yep. So like what you just said, setting out real clear, consistent goals and milestones. And we're going to talk more about that on the show coming up the end of this
right.
week too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, people ask me all the time, what is it? What is it about, you know, you obviously have a lot of members, you know, what the ones that do really, really well and the ones that don't, what's the difference? What, you know, fill us in. What's the secret? There's no secret, by the way.
No, there's no secret.
Here's, and I quote Ross Perot from a lot of years ago, and I'm not a fan. I don't care either way. I truly don't care about politics, any of it, quite honestly. He said, you know, when someone asked him the same question, he said, when folks don't know they've been beat, then they're going to succeed. Yeah. Where they just keep going 100 miles an hour, and it's like, that's not going to work. And you know what? Those are the people that end up doing it.
That's why you and I are successful too. Because I don't know if I've talked about it on the show here, but my parents, drove them crazy.
Because you?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Well, that's not funny. I wish you could see the look on my face right now. All right, Jack.
I can see the look on your
thanks
face.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, no, but everybody else. It's
good. You know what's
good.
Great about having a show with your spouse? You can do a lot of stuff on the air that you could never do, like, behind closed doors. You get so much trouble.
You can say things that I can't come back right now. Oh, but I can later, because I'll remember that. Just kidding. I don't remember anything. Okay, so I almost forgot what I was going to say. No, my point is, my parents told me, who knew it was a good thing, but my parents said a long time ago, holy cow, Jill, you do not know the word no. And I didn't, and I still don't. If you tell me no to, I'm trying to set up, say, this credit card process, or I don't know, dream it up, and someone says, no, you can't do it for real estate, well, fine, then I'm going to go find another way. I will find somebody who does. And if I can't, well, this is you and I, Jack, will create it. That's you too.
In the long list of things that I love about you, Jill, that's pretty high up.
Oh, good.
Because I'm like that, too.
Exactly.
And there's not a lot of people that are really, we just don't get discouraged. Here, no. I'll give you an example. You know, a very quick example. We're running out of time here. A lot of people, I talk about back tax sale lists in the cash flow from land program. And tax sale lists has since been sold and defunct, right? And we have not updated the package. So people come in and ask us all the time, especially new members, what do we do with this back tax, this piece, because it's gone? So I went out on the internet and said, all right, we need to find a replacement for this. And then so there's a site called etaxsales.com that is defunct. I keep trying to contact the people. So I said, great, I'm just going to buy the whole thing. And we'll change, find replace. Well, I can't find the guy. Mm-hmm. So it's just sitting there dormant. Etaxsales.com. It has nothing to do with us. If you go there, it's kind of funny. It's just like a ship, like a ghost ship.
It's like a what?
Like a ghost ship.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of a ghost ship? Just like, it's a ship in the middle of the ocean that's abandoned.
Oh, everybody just jumped off.
Yeah.
And it's just floating.
And it's been rusting in the middle of the ocean for 25 years.
Exactly.
So what did I do? I stayed up till 4 a.m. This is like 2 weeks ago, and recreated. It's called backtaxlists.com. I went out and got the .com, and it'll be released later this month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect example of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it.
Exactly.
And we're not going to charge for that, at least in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous how much those guys charge. Well, that's why they're out of business.
There we go.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You want to know what else is on the list about stuff that I love you?
Yeah, I do.
Let's see. There's a lot of stuff, but I'll come up with a couple of really good ones.
Do you want to know one of mine?
Yeah.
You stand up for me. Ever say, hey, which isn't very rare, fortunately, something didn't go the way I wanted, that person really wasn't respectful, you're on it, man. You do not mess around. And I appreciate that.
You're exactly right, by the way. And everybody who works with us.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Italian or Detroit or man or what, but that just gets under my thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole disrespect thing. Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love that you can get up and really not get dressed at all and do a show.
Yeah, you like this?
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.